USA Radio News.
The U.S. Senate has confirmed Gina Haspel to be the next director of the CIA. Haspel will be the first woman director of the CIA and is a 33-year veteran of the agency and is currently serving as its acting director. Democratic Senator Mark Warner explains his yes vote.
She is someone who will push back and push back strongly against any attempts by this president to undercut, denigrate, or ignore the professional men and women of the CIA and their responsibility, again, first and foremost, to speak truth to power, whatever the political implications may be.
The final vote was 51-43. All that was needed was a simple majority. After nearly 2 months of concerns around Roma lettuce due to an E. coli outbreak originating from Yuma, Arizona, the CDC finally says it's safe to, again, eat the green leafy vegetable. This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Today at the White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders was asked about the meeting and status of the meeting between President Donald Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
We're continuing to move forward with the preparations at this point.
TSA staffing levels have come into question as summer travel season begins. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The number of Americans flying for both business and pleasure has been steadily rising, and an assistant administrator of the TSA tells Congress the agency is actively preparing for what could be one of the busiest travel seasons ever.
TSA has conducted hiring events at hard-to-hire and high-volume airports, increased advertising and media outreach to recruit new hires, and improved the hiring and new employee training processes.
Assistant Administrator Darby LaJoy told by lawmakers at that Thursday hearing in the U.S. House that airport nightmares of recent summers must not be repeated. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris. Check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The U.S. and China launched into a second round of trade talks today, trying to avert a damaging tariff war, with the Trump administration demanding a $200 billion cut in China's U.S. trade surplus and greater protections for intellectual property. The president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, said earlier on Fox Business, we're going to get the best deal moving forward.
Most important thing is we're back this week, today and tomorrow. Vice Premier Liu He is going to be leading the Chinese delegation. He's the top dog. He's going to be bringing the varsity A team with him, the ones we met a few weeks ago in Beijing. We also expect that they may well have a proposal for us.
Without help from folks on Capitol Hill, a popular Department of Veterans Affairs program may run out of money. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Without lawmaker action, a program to use money from the Department of Veterans Affairs to pay for private medical care for vets is going to run out of money in 2 weeks. The CHOICE program was started in 2014 after a scandal where veterans died while waiting for care at the VA hospital in Phoenix. 2 million veterans have used the program since. The House has already moved to make sure the program is permanently funded. The U.S. Senate's to take its turn next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1875, the first Kentucky Derby ran in Louisville, Kentucky. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.